Hello, welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. Tonight we continue the saga of Myra and the online school. Myra has been followed to sneaker class by a stalker llama. What will Professor Tad, the sneaker professor, think of this? Well, I hope you enjoy finding out. Myra went to class. Professor Tad, as usual, had plans for them. He was going to teach them something in the great outdoors today, he said.
No.
Okay.
There's going to be a llama following the entire class around.
They left the classroom. They headed downstairs. They went out the front doors of the sneaker building. There was a llama standing there. Professor Tad stopped. Not completely, but for just a second, sort of broke stride. Myra glanced nervously over at Antoine and Chelsea. They both glanced at the llama, but it didn't really seem to strike them as particularly unusual. They followed Professor Tad up the hill towards the central circle of the campus, which is where the line was, where they had all started their experience at the school. They had gone about halfway up the hill when Professor Tad stopped, turned around, and stared at the llama. All right, he said, which one of you has a stalker llama? They were all quiet for a moment. Antoine and Chelsea looking at each other in confusion. Myra sighed. It's me, she said. That, said Professor Tad, is excellent.
What?
Come again, said Chelsea. This, said Professor Tad, is an excellent opportunity for you all to practice your sneaking skills. Now, he said, here's what you need to know. Stalker llamas are very good. Really excellent. The ones the school employs are really at the top of their game. So no one sneaker is ever going to sneak away from a stalker llama. But working as a team, it is possible. And today, I'm going to teach you how to accomplish avoiding surveillance as a team. Said Myra, raising her hand just a little bit. Yes, said Professor Tad. Myra. I'm confused, said Myra. The school assigned this stalker llama to watch me. Yes, said Professor Tad. And you're going to teach me how to sneak away from it. Yes, said Professor Tad. Why? Said Myra. Because, said Professor Tad, I assume that you got assigned a stalker llama because you were up to something that by the rules and regulations of this school, the administration is of the opinion that you should not be. Yes, said Myra. One bonus point, said Professor Tad. I'm sorry, said Myra. Don't be, said Professor Tad. Being a sneaker is sometimes about bending or breaking or evading the rules. All in the name of a good cause, of course. Were you bending, breaking, or evading rules in the name of a good cause? Possibly, said Myra. Good enough, said Professor Tad. Now then, here's how you evade surveillance. And he proceeded to sit down right there on the path.
Professor Tad.
And have a little chat with them all. In sort of hushed tones, the stalker llama continued to stare steadily at Myra. But it did not move any closer. And Myra found herself wondering whether its hearing was good enough to hear what Professor Tad was saying. Now then, said Professor Tad, standing up and dusting himself off. Does everybody understand? Yes, said Myra. Am I going to get in trouble for evading my stalker llama? Did a member of the school administration tell you that you were not to evade your stalker llama? No, said Myra. They didn't even tell me that I was going to have a stalker llama following me around. Then you are not breaking a rule by evading it, are you? Okay, Professor, said Myra. She looked over at Chelsea and at Antoine. You all ready? Absolutely, said Antoine. This sounds like the most fun we've had in this class yet, and we get up to some crazy stuff in this class. Thank you, said Professor Tad. I'm going back to my office now. I expect to see all three of you back at my office within 30 minutes, without a stalker llama in tow. Clear? Is this a test? Said Chelsea. Yes, said Professor Tad, and walked down the hill. The three of them looked at each other. Okay, said Myra. She looked around. Well, she said, I guess maybe the grower building? And so they walked swiftly towards the grower building, which looked at least half like a huge greenhouse. They ducked inside. Myra said, it hasn't followed me inside any buildings yet, but it's always waiting for me when I come back out. All right, said Antoine. I'll keep an eye on it. And he walked over to one of the big glass panes in the side of the greenhouse. Meanwhile, Chelsea and Myra ducked into the restroom. There, they traded clothing. Myra had a cap with her that she sometimes wore, and she gave it to Chelsea. I don't know if this is going to work, said Chelsea. I mean, if this stalker llama is so smart, surely it can tell the difference between us. I mean, you're like 3 inches taller than me. Yeah, said Myra, but Professor Tad said it's all about observing, like, how the other person walks and moves, and we've been around each other enough that I think I can imitate how you move. All right, said Chelsea. Well, here goes. They walked back out to the greenhouse. Has it moved? They whispered to Antoine. Nope, said Antoine. Just sitting there, chewing on nothing, staring at the building. All right. Well, here goes. Chelsea and Antoine headed out through the door that they had entered, moving swiftly. Myra peeked just slightly over the window. The stalker llama was staring at them, but it was not following them yet. And then Antoine and Chelsea broke into a run. The stalker llama glanced back at the building and then took off after them. As soon as she saw it move, Myra was running for the other exit. She headed out the other exit of the Gora building and then took a long loop around the outside of all the buildings on the campus until she arrived at the back door of the sneaker hall. She headed up to Professor Tad's office. He was looking at his watch. Good, he said. Now, Antoine and Chelsea just have to be back here within 5 minutes and you all pass. At 4 minutes and 30 seconds, Myra was starting to get nervous. But she heard their footsteps at 4 minutes and 40 seconds, and they walked in with a good 11 seconds to spare, both slightly out of breath. How'd it go? Myra asked. No stalker llama, said Antoine, although I'm pretty sure he's out there looking for you somewhere. Oh, he'll find you again, said Professor Tad. They're very good. Really excellent. We only employ the best. Great, said Myra. Do you want to know why? Nope, said Professor Tad. I emphatically do not want to know why you are being followed by a stalker llama, unless you feel that it is essential to your coursework that I know. Myra pondered that for a moment. No, she sighed. I guess not. Good, he said. Class dismissed. They left his office. Antoine was chuckling to himself. What? Said Myra. You should have seen the look on that llama's face, he said. When we were sure you had gotten away, we turned around and walked right back to him, and Chelsea here just whipped off that hat and made like a deep bow. It was the best. His jaw actually stopped moving for a minute. I was pretty sure he was going to spit at us, but Chelsea here, it was great. Antoine actually wiped tears from his eyes. Chelsea leaned right into him, and she said, "If you spit at me, it'll be the last thing you ever do." And she sounded like she meant it. "I did mean it," said Chelsea. "No spittle on this skin, thanks." "It was precious," said Antoine. "Anyway," he said, "so what are you going to do now?" "I have some reading to do. I've got my second flying class tomorrow," said Myra. "Oh," said Antoine. "Another good way to lose a stalker llama. Pretty sure they can't fly." "That," said Myra, "is actually an excellent point." She began pondering whether perhaps she might be able to divert her flight out over the forest. It would not technically be going into the forest. And maybe she could learn something new.
Wait, how is she flying?
She's taking flying lessons as one of her electives.
Oh, yeah.
Like a, I think it was a griffin. Anyway, but we'll have to hear about that tomorrow night.
Good story.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.